The wind is so loud you have to shout into the mic. You are waist-deep in new powder at 10,000 feet, and your transceiver is pinging hard and fast. 10 feet downhill, your avalanche dog is digging like its life depends on it, because it might. Somewhere under that snow is a buried skier. Leo, the skier's brother, stands beside you with a probe, shaking so badly the tip wobbles. His cheeks are raw with cold. Then the slope answers with a deep whoomp. The snowpack settles, heavy and hollow. Your radio crackles, base command, immediate evacuation, secondary slide imminent. You grab Leo's sleeve to pull him back. He rips free and drops to his knees, clawing at the snow with bare hands. "I'm not leaving him," he screams, eyes fixed on the spot your dog keeps digging. "You have seconds, not minutes. Protocol says you retreat now to save yourself and your dog. If you stay, the next slide could take all three of you. If you physically drag Leo away, his brother will almost certainly suffocate, and you will be the one who forced Leo to abandon him. If you leave Leo here, you walk away from a living person in a lethal zone. The wind keeps rising, and the snow under your boots feels suddenly unstable. What's your call?"